Following Morgan around the table, Jack read the names carved on the backs of the three empty chairs. Sir Lancelot, Sir Galahad, Sir Percival. Jack took off his backpack and sat down in Sir Lancelot's place. As he sat tall and straight in the heavy wooden chair, Jack looked at the king and his knights. They were gnawing meat off bones and slurping wine from heavy goblets. They ate without manners or delight. Jack really wanted to take notes. He reached into his pack under the table and pulled out his notebook and pencil. But before he could write a word, a serving boy brought more food. Jack quickly put his things away. The boy set a greasy slab of beef on a soggy piece of bread in front of him. The food looked terrible.
"Not much of a Christmas feast, huh?" Annie said in a low voice.
Jack shook his head.
Annie leaned close to Morgan and whispered so King Arthur wouldn't hear.
"What happened to the three lost knights?" she asked.
After Mordred's dark wizard cast his spell, the king sought help from the magicians of Camelot, Morgan said quietly. They told him he must send his knights on a quest to the other world to recapture our kingdom's joy.
"What's the other world?" said Jack.
"It is an ancient, enchanted land beyond the edge of the earth," said Morgan. "The place where all magic first began."
"Wow," whispered Annie.
"The king chose his three bravest knights to journey there," said Morgan. "When they did not come back, Arthur turned against his magicians. He blamed magic for all of Camelot's woes. Hence he has banned magic of any kind from the kingdom forever."
"But you're a magician," whispered Annie. "Did the king turn against you too?"
"Arthur and I have a long friendship," said Morgan. "He has allowed me to stay in the castle as long as I promise not to practice the art of magic ever again." A feeling of dread crept over Jack.
"So, does that mean the magic treehouse is..."
Morgan nodded.
"Yes, banished from Camelot," she said. "I'm afraid this will be your last journey, and the last time we see each other."
Her eyes filled with tears, she looked away.
"What? The last time we see each other? Forever?" said Annie.
Before Morgan could answer, the wooden doors swung open with a bang. A wind rushed through the great hall. The torches and candles flamed brighter, making the shadows leap wildly on the walls. The sound of hoofbeats filled the room. A knight on a huge horse rode through the arched doorway. The knight was dressed all in red, from his shining helmet to the long cloak on his back. His horse was dressed all in green, from the armor that covered his head to the cloth that hung from his saddle.
"Oh, wow!" breathed Annie. "A Christmas night!"